Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, as always presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. We'll talk to Charlie Slows, voice of the Nationals, coming up in 9:20. As Earl Forsey mentioned, Nats off to a slow 1-2 start. We talked about it earlier that Steven Strasburg has had a bit of an issue with his hand, so he hasn't pitched for them yet. They haven't had Juan Soto return from his quarantine situation, waiting for the test to come back from Utah, which Cakes loves. But that is the reality of the situation.
You know what? Why don't you just send your COVID test to, I don't know, Pluto? why don't you send them to the top of, I don't know, Mount Everest?
Right.
Why not find a further place from Washington, D.C. than Salt Lake City? I mean, here's the thing. That has to be 2,000 miles away, right? 2,500 miles away.
Oh, it's so far.
And the thing is, further.
We understand. I mean, they had to hire their own private company to do this so that they're not taking away tests from the general public. We understand that. But if you've hired that company, have them open up an office on the East Coast at least.
Somebody tweeted us and said, though, it's the lab that does the PED testing for Major League Baseball.
Fine.
It's just
Fine. Their
go-to lab, man.
Well, you know what?
Open up, buy some more equipment, and open up one over here on the East Coast.
Broaden your horizons. You're acting like you can't open a lab. They're right down the street from NIH. You tell me there's not someplace on the NIH campus you can open up a COVID testing lab.
Don't kill the messenger.
Stop it already.
It is.
No,
and
Cakes
every
is
team
right.
has to deal with it. It just sucks that the Nationals are having to deal with it right now with their star.
No, but it's inefficient is the point. Is we understand that everyone has to deal with it, but they shouldn't have to deal with these lags. Flying a blood sample all the way across the country to Utah. I mean, that is ridiculous. And then especially when you're probably going to need multiple negatives to get cleared. I mean, this is just going to take forever. Especially when, you know, the dead RNA in your system could be in there for like 12 weeks. Who knows when the guy's ever going to clear
the dead royal and ancient? Valdez gets that joke. Not
hopefully,
many other people get it.
Hopefully it's just a false positive, though, and he never even had it. So, who knows? It is annoying. By the way, I've been wearing my ring on the show rather routinely. Am I the only one? Cakes,
yes.
You have it on? Cakes.
Ringless.
Well, you don't even have your wedding ring? What happened to your wedding ring?
Ringless. I jammed my finger on vacation. And I was just able to extricate it off of my especially fat finger a few days ago. My ring was trapped on my finger.
How did you jam your finger?
I tried to close a door that was swung open on vacation, and it hit up against the wall.
There's a lot of finger issues.
And I jammed it right into the glass like a big stupid moron.
Hey, I'm not going to Joan. I gave myself a black eye with the car door.
It was a stupid accident. And it pummeled me for half of my vacation.
Right.
But it's a minor deal. I've had a lot of finger issues. I had the numb thumb, which, by the way, is now I'm going to say is 100%.
Oh, you ready to bowl again?
No, I'll never bowl again. At least not more than one game at a time. Look, fully functional on NBC Sports Washington.
Cakes is now scared to bowl.
Well, it took a physical toll on me, JP. My body just couldn't handle it. This delicate ecosystem, this orchid, this hothouse flower just could not handle it.
I'm afraid that our bowling days might be cooked, not only because of the Rona, but because the Drabby has now found golf. And so there's less incentive. I got him a new ball and everything.
It's not like I was going to go out and bowl on my own.
Well, we could do an occasional.
It was a ratings party.
Yeah, it was for just.
Well, we may never have one of those ever again. Yeah. So no bowling. Right. Bowling is off the table.
That's true.
That was a big night. We went to the Palm.
Yeah, that was
a
good night.
Bowling.
I enjoyed it.
We were celebrating.
I mean, I had a good time, but honestly, I would have been fine with just hanging out at the Palm.
I like bowling.
Bowling was fine, but again,
two games of bowling is
awesome. Lingered with me for 8 months.
Right.
Have you suffered any pickleball injuries, Cakes? Because
I have not. I've been remarkably resilient during pickleball.
Did you have any? Did you play last weekend or no? Because you were away.
I played. I played last week.
You did.
Played Tuesday. I think Tuesday. Tuesday's the go-to.
Do you tend to win or lose? Are you typically on the winning side or losing side?
A lot of that depends on who your partner is.
Right. Well, how are you as a partner?
I'm not terrible for having played like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
I'm not terrible. There's some things that need improvement. My serve's a little bit of a lollipop. I need to firm that up.
Right. It's an underhand serve, though, isn't it?
It's an underhand serve, yeah.
So you haven't quite mastered that?
No, it's just low-hanging fruit for whoever I hit it to.
Are there sort of like... tricks that are specific to pickleball?
Of course, Ricky. Think? Just go to YouTube and Google pickleball tips. You'll be there for eons.
Really?
Eons upon eons, yes.
What kinds of tips do they give you for pickleball? Like, what do you do for pickleball that you wouldn't say do in tennis?
I haven't fully gone down the wormhole yet. I'm just working on getting my forehand where I need it to be. Once I get that where I need it to be, then I move on to the next step.
Cakes might be the worst pickleball player in the world.
He doesn't know. He's pretty good.
He doesn't know how to keep score. He doesn't know how to serve. Yeah. He doesn't know sort of like on serve.
Hey, when you played golf for the 4th or 5th time, were you good? Of course you weren't. You stunk.
No, but there is something about Cakes that he doesn't have a lot of, I don't know, like he doesn't really ponder it that much. He doesn't really care. He played golf for 30 years and had no idea why the ball ever did what it did. Like, he didn't really understand like a slice or a hook. Like,
he's
why.
He's just kind of brainless out
going
there.
Going through the motion.
He just kind of plays and then
he's like a simpleton. He's just happy to be out of his cage, house.
None of this is true. You're just assassinating my character.
Kind of.
He just walks around the golf course like a zombie, not knowing why anything's doing it.
Yeah. He always just thought, well, I must have lifted my head or something. That was always sort of
He heard Nick Faldo say it on a broadcast, so he thought he did it.
All I know is I'm semi-retired from golf.
Yeah.
You can goof on my golf game all you want. It doesn't faze me one bit.
Right. I'm not goofing on your golf game. I'm goofing on you. Yeah.
I'm more goofing on the fact that he bowled once. Okay, he had a numb thumb for a while, and he just rules it out for the
He's
rest.
Retired.
For a while, I had a numb thumb for basically 3/4 of a year.
Okay, but man, it's just a one-off. It might have been random.
We went bowling in like December, wasn't it? It was December of 2019. And my thumb is basically fully recovered in August. That's like 9 months.
The world's most unathletic sport is too much for Cakes.
Right. It's only a matter of time before he suffers a pickleball injury.
Yeah, let's all bet on Cakes' pickleball injury.
Well, he'll pop his calf.
Oh. That's probably the leader in the clubhouse. But I'm going to guess, just because I'm a fatalist, something much more catastrophic, like an ACL blowout or an Achilles tear.
I'm going to say
something along those lines.
I'm going to say a badly swollen ankle.
Isn't there hardly any running in pickleball?
Well, you have a small amount of court.
I see a bunch of 80-year-olds playing it.
Small court, especially he's covering half of it.
Plenty of running. Yeah. My Fitbit tells me there's plenty of running going on there. There's a lot of steps happening.
I'm dying. Will you please... put out there on your Instagram, Cakes Flops or whatever it is.
I would actually watch a live stream of Cakes playing pickleball.
Yes, me too. At least clips of your points you win where you look good. Have somebody video it.
You want a highlight reel?
Yes, highlight Cakes highlight reel of pickleball.
Why? What's the upside of me?
So we can goof on you.
We're interested in your life.
Yes. We're Why? Interested. Yeah,
the whole point of the show.
Yeah. We're interested, Cakes.
Right. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if there's a video blog coming up.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All right. We mentioned Johnny Depp and Elon Musk. Well, apparently Elon is bitter now. He's denied repeatedly that he ever slept with Amber Heard. And apparently he's challenged Depp to a cage fight.
The last thing I would do if I were Elon Musk would be step into a cage with anybody.
His yeah, but with Johnny Depp, you got to be able to beat
like
him, right?
$1,500 a share. Right. What is he doing?
He's a. Did you know he has 6 kids, Elon
no.
Musk? That guy's
so,
got a lot of money, but he hadn't bought any condoms.
Didn't he name one of them some wacky like number and stuff yes. that we talked about?
He's a wackadoo.
Yes.
I happen to see, I never watch any financial shows, but I was over at Audi Rockville last week, and they had CNBC on in the background, and I heard like a clip where Jim Cramer said, Tesla is not a stock. He said, don't ever call it a stock.
What?
He believes it's completely a one-off. Because
yes.
it's skyrocketing so much, it doesn't behave like a normal stock.
Well, yeah. Also, I think when you look at like their balance sheets are poop. Like it's all just speculation, and people are enamored with it.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of there's stocks and there's Tesla.
Speaking of stocks going through the roof, why don't you ask Matt Valdez how he spent his Friday afternoon?
Matt, how did you spend your Friday afternoon?
I was riding around on my dad's boat in the Magathie River watching Sam Adams stock go up to like 840.
I mean, it went like up over $100 just one day.
Yeah, it was, it's at 828 right now. They reported earnings and then they basically wiped the floor with everyone's expectations.
By the way, it's all because of Truly.
All because of Truly.
Seltzer. It's all about the seltzer. By the way, here's another instance of why we're dumb. Because we met Jim Cook, the founder of Sam Adams, in the late 90s.
Yeah.
When he was basically going door to door selling Sam Adams to whoever would put it on their taps.
He flew us out to Boston.
And whoever would carry it in the bars.
Yeah.
And we should have known that dude was going to be a success story. I don't know. Why didn't one of us say, maybe we should buy 100 shares? Let's buy 200 shares. And take
Reasons, Cakes. We didn't have that much money. And EB convinced us to put our money in TLCP.
Telecorp. Well. We bought Telecorp instead of Boston Beer. What a terrible idea that was.
Stock went up yesterday or on Friday, 169 points. That's one day. And that was the other earnings report.
I mean, that is absurd.
Yeah.
You're getting rich.
Well, the other thing was, is, I mean,
I want to have sex for Sam.
Yeah.
Where's the church?
Radio Insider.
Every time Jim showed up, he was hammered. He basically had a personal bartender.
Right.
So
he was living life correctly is what he was doing.
I guess. My buddy is texting me that Diana said, I feel sorry for baseball. I'm so sad for baseball. What happened? Something happened in the last minute or two that we're not aware of?
Well, I think the Marlins O's
the Marlins
game
deal
got canceled tonight.
Okay, so that's one game.
They're scared of the first place O's.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that all it is? I'll have to text and find out. I hope it's not anything more than that.
Well, it looks like 8 more players tested positive for the Marlins.
For the Marlins, so
two coaches.
Right.
So their entire clubhouse has been infected.
Okay. Well, I hope it's just that. I hope it's not anything else. But yeah, I guess that's a big problem. What do? You postpone all those games for a couple weeks? I mean, does that effectively take them out of the equation? Well, they're supposed to go into their minor league depth, right? Or I guess they don't have minor leagues anymore. But
games go on.
The games go on. They just have a larger pool of players to pull from, right? I thought that was what the deal was.
Hey, they had a nubby team to begin with. It's probably not that much of a difference.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to find out what's going on here.
All right. Let's talk some Nationals next. Charlie Slows, voice of the Nationals, he'll join us. Nats off to a slow 1-2 start. We'll talk to Charlie Slows next here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Joined now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by the voice of the Washington Nationals. It's Charlie Slows. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello,
okay.
Charlie.
You know, when Charlie first started coming on the show, he was calling Wizards games or Bullets games back in the day.
Yep.
Way back when.
Did you ever have any winning seasons there? Those were some rough years, right?
Not a lot. There couldn't have been a lot, if any.
Well, we made the playoffs my first and second year, and then my 11th year.
Oh my!
So it was a nine-year postseason drought. But we had, I think we made the playoffs with winning records my first year, my 11th year, and they were actually under 500 and made the playoffs the second year.
So out of 11 seasons, only two winning records.
Brutal. Yes.
That's a lot of lean basketball to watch, Charlie, back in the day.
No, I always knew when it would be grilling season. You know what I mean? When it was time to fire it up and I'd be mowing the lawn. And, you know, you could see the end of the season coming every year.
Summer would come early in the Slows household.
Yes.
Charlie, what are you doing with your ring? Are you wearing it to the games? Are you just looking at it? What are you doing with it?
All of the above. Sometimes you just stare at it. Sometimes we, you know, use it just for dimly lit rooms to keep enough light in the room.
Right.
Because it does glimmer. It is big.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be recognized somewhere, don't wear it because people see it and then try and figure out who you are, because you must be somebody if you're wearing something that size on your finger.
Right.
Yes, it is. It is overwhelming. It is a showstopper. It's spectacular.
It is. And Charlie probably doesn't know this, but a bunch of us at the station were lucky enough to get rings.
I heard, I saw.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, like, my Caps ring is a little bit smaller, so I can wear that. It's almost like a college ring. I mean, it's got a lot more glitz and all that. But this thing is massive. This is not something that you could just, like, wear and maybe casually get away with it.
No.
Everyone's going to notice this sucker.
Oh, it happened to me yesterday. That's the case. And it can be a hazard when you're trying to score the game if it's on your writing hand.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that gets me all the time when I'm scoring Nats games too, Charlie.
Right. Okay, but he's a professional play-by-play guy.
I'm joking, JP. Do you know what jokes are?
I do.
Well, Dan Plesac from MLB Network, when I was on with them on opening day, told me, you better start doing some finger curls because – you know, you're going to have to strengthen that hand to carry the weight. It is. I mean, it's heavy.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sight. All right, so, you know, we're just as – by the way, we're just getting a notice. I actually texted Diana Rossini. I was like, what's going on? And I guess there are now 14 players and coaches, 12 players, two coaches with the Marlins that have tested positive. So they've canceled their opener, and I guess they're still undergoing testing. Hopefully they obviously have an outbreak there. See if they can figure that out. But the Nats have been up and running. Really, the only one that we're really missing right now is Soto. Yesterday, Corbin pitched to Jim, but we kind of had some of the same problems that we had to deal with last year. Is that sort of a one-off, or is that something that's going to be a theme for this team?
Well, you hope it's a one-off, but, I mean, there's just a lot of unknown when you're still, you know, talking about guys ramping up in 3 weeks and trying to build up.
Right.
You know, get through a tired arm stage and then build up velocity. Will Harris threw a bunch in the bullpen the night before the Nats broke the game open, so he didn't get in the game. So yesterday was really like almost pitching 2 days in a row for him, which nobody's really done yet. And he gave up the game-tying home run. And Sean Doolittle's still trying to find his velo. You know, he lives up in the zone with a fastball, but Gleyber Torres was able to get on top of a 92-mile-an-hour fastball that really was up at the letters and drove that for the base hit. But really, the leadoff walk is what hurts you in that inning. And so hopefully these are not multiple hiccups for the bullpen. Certainly spoiled a great effort by Corbin. And, of course, if you were further along and had a full spring training, his first start, he's not coming out after 75 pitches in the seventh inning after giving up a solo home run. I mean, he had the stuff to throw a complete game and a very low pitch count, but they had him on a limit of about 75 to 85, depending on the stress. And until Torres hit the home run in the seventh inning, there were no stressful innings. I mean, he was mowing through the Yankees lineup. Torres had a single up the middle in the fourth inning, was the only man to reach base against him. So, you know, kind of a shame to not win that game. And, yeah, the Nats are missing Soto. They still had chances against the Yankees to score more than they did. Unfortunate, Bonifacio overslides third, trying to steal third in that situation. And the ninth inning, that was tough with on a ball four pitch to Victor Robles. You either could have had runners first and second if he stayed at second, or if he made it first and third with nobody out, chance to tie or win the game there in the bottom of the ninth inning against Zach Britton, which is no easy task. But they also left the bases loaded in the eighth when Thames struck out on a few great changeups from Tommy Kahnle after they walked Howie Kendrick intentionally for the second time in the game, and that loaded the bases. That's how much respect Kendrick is garnering right now. So that's a tough loss, a game you certainly could have won. And, you know, you mentioned Soto, you know, tough not having him in the lineup. And guys, they're missing two, Wander Suero because of a late start, because of being quarantined. And Roenis Elias now looks like a chance he could possibly be missing most of the season with injury to his pitching elbow.
You know,
so they are down a couple of people.
I seem to remember, weren't there two kind of big at-bats that Thames had opportunities there where he struck out, or am I wrong?
Yeah, no, you're right. The at-bat in the eighth inning, and he was up with two men on base, two out, in the bottom of the sixth inning, and had a long at-bat and struck out there to end the inning. So they were 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position, and you're looking at the sixth inning, the eighth inning, and the ninth inning where they had great chances to score in both of or all three of those innings, and they didn't.
Right, yeah, he said after the game he's just not seeing the ball
Thames
very well
did.
Right now.
He's such a nice guy. God, I root for him so hard. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, every time he comes up, I mean, this guy looks like if he hits one, he's going to knock down the right field side of the stadium. I mean,
right.
The size of this guy. He's the superhero costume, only the muscles are all really his.
What's it like, Charlie? I know, like, watching the games, it's been really disturbing to see all of the empty seats. Frankly, I'd like to see tarps everywhere, or I need a cardboard cutout. First of all, we need cardboard cutouts of all the junks. But I kind of like the cardboard cutouts that some of the other stadiums are doing. And then in terms of the sound, I know you guys are piping a little bit of sound. I've kind of gotten used to the piped-in sound, and it's not bothering me. What's it like calling the game?
Well, for us, I mean, we've been told after the first couple of exhibition games that we broadcast last week, told by a lot of the people from the station, if you listen, my wife was listening, she said it sounds like a normal game.
Right.
You've got the NATS, Nats when the Nats score. You got the siren when they hit the home run. You've got Jerome Maruska, the public address announcer. You got the walk-off songs for the hitters going to the plate. And so I think all of this plays much better on radio, and is a much tougher job for the TV people, because even when Fox, we saw while we were doing the game, and I saw it on the Cubs Brewers game Saturday afternoon, they said, well, here's Wrigley Field, how it looks like now. Here's what it would look like if the stands were filled, and they superimposed a sold-out Wrigley Field and then showed a few sections of the stands, but basically it was what you'd see on a video game. It was a video game crowd. It wasn't like real people. And then when they went back to the live shot from center field, there was nobody behind home plate. I think TV's got a tougher job because they have to pre-produce a lot of things, and you know, they can't show you the little kid with the ice cream, you know, knocking it out of the cone onto his bomber dad's lap, that kind of thing. They can't show all the baby sleeping on the mom or dad at the ballpark, or a dad teaching the game to us. All those spontaneous shots of just panning the crowd, either between batters or between pitchers. You know, it is what it is, but for us broadcasting the game, once we lock in and we focus, you know, it is what it is. But I think for people, fans who have messaged me and said on radio, it plays like any other game that they listen to, and they love it.
Charlie, I'm guessing you were able to hear Bonifacio playing his trumpet in the dugout yesterday, correct?
Well, he was in the extended dugout, okay, down the right field line with the trumpet, and we really couldn't hear it. We're gonna have a mic over there, so nobody really heard it. That's a work in progress.
Okay,
we couldn't hear it. We saw him walking, which was an unusual sight. A guy walking on the warning track with his bat and his trumpet. That's a new one. But that's like the new. Maybe that's the new baby shark thing for this year, if it catches.
Now, we haven't seen necessarily a ton of it, but would you expect this team to be running a little bit more and trying to play small ball, create more runs that way, especially without Soto in the lineup, obviously no Rendon?
Right. You know, Turner hadn't been on base. He had a home run, then later beat out an infield hit. Mm-hmm. So they really haven't done a lot of it. They did have Robles try to steal in the second inning, and he was thrown out. And then, of course, Bonifacio in that big spot in the ninth inning. So, you know, Davey's always aggressive. They just haven't had a ton of base runners. Outside of blowing the Yankees out in game two, you didn't really need to run when you piled up the hits early in the runs. And, of course, outside of Eaton's home run and a walk to Cabrera in the fifth inning, they didn't have any base runners against Garrett Cole.
Mm-hmm. By the way, when
so
would
we
you
shall
get,
see.
You know, we were talking about this before. When would you get nervous about the Nationals' record? It's a 60-game season, right? So you can't have a start like you did last year. But I was kind of joking around. Now that there are 16 teams making it to the Major League Baseball playoffs, I mean, they just got to go around 500. If you go around 500, you're going to get in.
Well, when they announced the playoff format, MLB Network did like, well, say this was last season, how the teams finished, and looked at the records. And you had under 500 teams would get in if you had 16 teams get in the
right.
postseason last year.
Right.
You know, that kind of plays, you know, to how the NBA and the NHL have been with, you know, your seventh and eighth place teams in each conference or each league in this case. It could be that way.
All right, Charlie, good stuff as always. We'll keep listening to you. One of the great things is you can sync it now to the TV. If you're watching the game, you can sync 106.7 The Fan and watch or listen to Charlie and Dave on the call while you're watching the game on TV.
It's very cool. It's very cool. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yep. Okay. Thanks again.
Do want to let people know about GovSmart. GovSmart has been serving government for more than 10 years, designing the IT solutions that make environments more efficient, responsive, and secure. Top-level status with manufacturers allows GovSmart to maximize budgets, and GovSmart simplifies procurement with government-wide acquisition contracts, SBA hub zone status, and excellent past performance. GovSmart, intelligent IT solutions for government.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington as we were talking to Charlie Slows, the voice of the Nationals. That news came out that you now have 14 members of the Marlins team that have tested positive for COVID-19. They have now canceled their game tonight. And you just wonder what the impact is if it's 14 guys that are all going through the Soto protocol. Well, they're not going to be back on the field anytime soon. And I know it's some coaches, but let's just say it's 10 total players.
Oh, it's 12. It's 12 players and two coaches.
I mean, that's half your team.
Yeah, well, you just got to have deep rosters.
Two-man rotation?
It's a domino effect, too, because the Yankees are supposed to go play in Philly, and the Marlins were just in that clubhouse. Like, you're not going to want to go out in that clubhouse after there's been an outbreak. I mean, it's just...
Well, they got to figure out where it's coming from. There's a theory out there that some people have that it's in the fecal matter. I mean, there's no question that it is. But that plumbing systems and maybe some older buildings and that sort of thing, that's why they have outbreaks in prisons and in certain hotels, certain high-rise apartments. So I wonder if there's like a plumbing issue maybe. They got to figure it out because it's clearly an outbreak.
We also know, look, if you've got one super spreader,
yeah,
one guy who was out there, and Miami has been one of the hot spots in the country the last couple of weeks. So if you got one guy out there going to clubs in Miami or whatever, and then he's in the clubhouse with the other guys, and they're not wearing masks, they're not taking the precautions, then it could easily, you know, spread.
Yeah, I would hope those guys aren't going to clubs. I mean, I just take that as a given that they're not, but I suppose you're right.
Yeah, but this is the problem with baseball and what we might see in the NFL and college football if it comes back is, you know, with the NBA and the NHL, they basically have bubble scenarios. So once everybody's on the campus, it becomes much harder to contract coronavirus if everybody has been testing negative. Right. But here you've got guys dealing with their daily lives and doing whatever the heck they do after games and practices.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully they know and they're taking different precautions and it's not their normal daily life right now. You have to be a little bit more careful. But maybe some guys aren't. You know, definitely an issue. It's definitely an issue, you know, when some of these NBA guys get out of the bubble and they go to the strip club or whatever.
I mean, but it could happen anywhere. I mean, I just read a story where 40 people got it at church. So... You know,
correct.
You know, but, and that's not necessarily from using the toilet. It might be from, you know, the
well, yeah, but the toilet also can get into the HVAC and okay. All that, right? So they just got to figure out. Clearly, there's a spread there. I don't know if it's a person or if it's an HVAC situation.
That's not good. The tough spot for Major League Baseball is let's just say so they cancel today's game. Maybe they call up some guys, but it continues to spread. Like, what happens if most of the teams play 60 games, but you got a team like Miami that's got to bail out? You're going to have uneven records, right?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's just a unique situation. Yeah. They're just going to have to forfeit and until they can, I guess until they can field enough guys.
You give the other teams wins? Is that what you do?
I think so. I think you forfeit.
If you can't play, that's a forfeit.
Maybe the first game you cancel. Maybe even you could cancel two. But after that, they count as forfeits.
Okay.
And you just got to move on. You know? And then you get losses and they get wins. You get hooked if you're playing them. But clearly, you know, we can't have a situation where you have 12 guys, 14 guys on a team all happen at one time. that's going to be bad.
That's where I worry, I mean, with the NFL, too, because they're not going to really quarantine. So guys are going to be able to go back to their lives. And, you know, I think when we were talking to Lombardi about it, he said, you know, some of the teams may provide hotels, which will almost be kind of like a mini hub slash bubble for them. But a lot of the players are going to opt to go home with their families, and they're going to go out and get food, and they're going to do things like that and interact. And maybe they go to a church where somebody has COVID. It's just a lot more risk.
And those are bigger rosters. Those are guys in closer proximity to each other than baseball players. It's frightening. It's scary to think that it's already happening in Major League Baseball. And then, once they start getting guys together for training camps, 80 strong, and cutting them down to 53 eventually, I just don't know how you're going to contain that sort of spread.
A lot of the guys are asymptomatic, but there was that Red Sox pitcher that was talking about that's got heart issues right now. He, like, wants to come back. That's the thing, too. You also don't want these guys, like, I guess they can't really rush back because of the protocols.
Yeah. You have to test them. Some guys have had some heart stuff that I think is like an inflammation that you have to wait until that settles down. It happened to a guy in the PLL. He wasn't, you know, you didn't even realize it. He felt perfectly fine, but when they did a cardiac whatever test, they could see that he wasn't quite getting in the normal oxygen levels. So it just takes time for some of this stuff. It's not great. I don't know what to tell you. Hopefully they can figure it out. Hopefully they've contained it. And, you know, because you do find when you have an event like that, where, like, Soto's one thing. I tend to think the Soto thing was a false positive, but this is clearly an outbreak. So you just hope that they've contained it to just these 12 guys, or maybe the others have sort of natural immunities to it. But
yeah, I guess they end up forfeiting. I didn't even think
you'd have to forfeit after a while.
I just thought that you would call it like 0-0 for those teams.
No, I think after maybe a cancel one or two games.
So if you got the Marlins on the schedule, you're getting hooked.
Yeah, I mean, John Heyman.
That's how I would handle it.
John Heyman tweeted this like a minute ago. Phillies visiting clubhouse is being fumigated, quote, 50 different ways with Marlins there all weekend as the Yankees prepare to go in there. Phil's Yanks hasn't been canceled yet, but it is a possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, they're supposed to play in like 10 hours.
This is a nightmare scenario for the MLB.
Yes, absolutely.
And if they can't get it right, I just don't see how the NFL can stop this.
It's going to be tough.
I mean, if 14 guys on a team get it on an NFL team, you can't even, you're going to forfeit one of your 16 games.
I think you just need all the players. You need all the players to be on board with social distancing as much as possible, wearing masks. I mean, you even saw in Major League Baseball, there was the one argument between the manager and the umpire, and they both put down the mask. So you just need everybody on board with it.
Well, that's fine, but when you're playing a football game, those guys are not going to be wearing masks underneath their helmets. Right. Unless you can develop some sort of system where you can
Listen, I think we should all wear masks to do whatever we can, but let's not have a false sense of security about masks that have been around for 100 years. They don't really stop viruses. Maybe there's a small percentage.
Well, there's a reason why physicians use them.
Well, for bacteria. It's not necessarily for viruses. It's for bacteria. You know, there's a lot of things. They don't want you to get an infection. But they might stop a couple percentage points of it, but don't get a false sense. In other words, don't wear a mask and think you can do whatever you want. I mean, a mask going to maybe give you most minimal protection possible.
But haven't most of the countries that have been aggressive with masks stopped the virus?
No.
Spreading
I'll show you a bunch of graphs
South Korea
is having an increase. South Korea's LA County's had a mask thing in place for 2 months, and you see the cases just go straight up. So I wear
on
one.
The usage.
I wear one. No, they use them all the time. I wear one because, you know, you should try to do what I can to stop even the littlest bit. But I think people are getting a false sense of security that, like, we have control over a virus. We just don't. There's very little we can do, the human mitigation. And you're seeing it right here. You know, you can test people.
In terms of person-to-person spread, the little things like social distancing and wearing the mask.
Social distancing is probably the best thing you can do, you know, is not getting too close.
And then what I'm saying is you can kind of see the seriousness of some players and some teams and organizations. You can argue about the percentage of increase in terms of a spread or decrease in terms of spread wearing masks. But what I'm saying is when you see kind of that commitment of the players wearing masks and even an umpire and a manager, it shows that they are trying to take steps in the right direction.
They're trying to do everything they can. Absolutely. There's no doubt. They're definitely trying. But it shows you that there's only so much you can do. You know, they're wearing masks. They're, you know, they're people, some teams are not even high-fiving. They're faking them. Now, some teams are, I see. They're testing, like, what, every other day? I mean, they seem to be doing all the right things.
So the Marlins have the outbreak. Who have they played already, Cakes?
The Phillies.
So now you're going to have to really pay attention to what happens here with the Phillies.
Well, that's what they said. That's why they're going through and they're fumigating that clubhouse, you know, in that dugout, because, you know, maybe something's going on there. Maybe that's where they're getting it from. Maybe it's on the bus. You know, who knows? Or it's just one person. But it could be like a water fountain. You know what I mean? You just don't know. It's crazy. Now, the hope is, you know, like 70% of these people typically are asymptomatic. You hope all these guys are basically asymptomatic.
Well, you can't have water fountains open.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying, Cakes? Toilets. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's why I remember we're kind of goofing on it, that you wanted everybody to have like their own like little cooler with their separate Gatorade bottle and their separate snacks and all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think that was a big deal. I know that you and Jason were thinking it was ridiculous. Have a general water cooler or Gatorade? Just everybody bring your own.
Well, it's fine. Sure. I mean, you can do all that. I mean, I just think some of this stuff is crazy. But look, you can
set
see
you up with your own little Yeti. You hook it up.
Okay. You could see they're doing everything they can, and, you know, there's not that much you can do. So hopefully they've got it contained.
In the meantime, the Nationals are playing, and pretty soon the Wizards and Caps will be playing. We'll talk about it more on tomorrow's show, but those seasons are basically upon us. By next week, we're going to be talking about the Caps, the Wizards, and the Washington football team, and the Nationals. All right, we got to get out of here. For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny up next, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.